In a patch of shade across the street from Pawtucket City Hall, Dwayne Adams sighs deeply and says yes, he's heard about Sandra Bland.
Am I surprised about the cops doing something like this? No, not at all. Because they're the police and they can do whatever they want to do.
Adams speaks from personal experience. He was once accused of robbing a bank next door to his home in Providence. Although he says he'd never been arrested before, the officers thought he fit the description of the African-American suspect.
Put it this way, I was in the police station for 15 hours of my time. 15 hours for what? Sitting in the jail cell for no charges, nothing was ever brought against me. When it was time for me to leave, the officer actually told me, next time he sees me on the street, he'll buy me a cup of coffee for wasting my time.
Adams says when you've had an experience like that, you live with mixed feelings about people in uniform. He gestures toward his young stepson.
Him and my kids, I always tell them the cops are not bad. Whatever happens in life, if you need help that mommy and daddy can't help you, you always make sure you go to the police. I don't ever tell my kids that the police are bad, the police are no good. I don't ever do that.
Waiting for the bus to take her home to Central Falls, Liberian native Frances Davis says she's no longer certain she can trust the police. After all the recent stories about police shootings and violence involving minorities in other states, she feels afraid.
Because Rhode Island, the cops are bad. Everywhere. Cops are the same.
Oh, yes, for sure. I've seen it. I witnessed it myself.
Pawtucket resident Diane Harris says she knows police brutality happens in Rhode Island. She's seen it with her own eyes.
Somebody's getting out of jail. They come out for a day or two. They get picked up, slammed into cars. It's just crazy.
Harris believes law enforcement needs better training so they can avoid confrontations like the one that happened in the arrest of Sandra Bland, who was pulled over for changing lanes without signaling, then got into a heated exchange with a police officer, and later died in jail.
I understand that they, too, they're risking their lives, but they're supposed to be serving the community and protecting. Where's this protection when they're in custody and they end up dead?
Rhode Island State Police Colonel Stephen O'Donnell says police are responding. Since the shooting of a black suspect in Ferguson, Missouri led to widespread demonstrations, including in Rhode Island, O'Donnell says state police have been talking about how to de-escalate confrontations, and they've been reaching out to community advocates. But O'Donnell adds, you have to see the situation from the officer's perspective. Take a traffic stop. You may be annoyed at getting pulled over. Maybe you're moving around trying to find your license. But the officer sees it differently.
Policeman's doing their job and they're watching you move around funny, which is from their training is usually furtive movement. Someone's trying to hide something or there could be a weapon involved. So they're at a level 1 to 10 and you're at the opposite end. You're at a 1. And then it's really how do you get to 5 together?
Rhode Island has not seen a high-profile case of police violence recently, but the ACLU has raised concerns about disproportionate numbers of traffic stops and incarcerations for minorities. Rhode Island NAACP President Jim Vincent says there's a need to address issues of race and police both here and across the country.
In far too many cases, you have officers that treat people of color differently than others, leading to bad outcomes. And that needs to be corrected. Either there should be retraining or there should be more dismissals of these officers because they're not suitable for that profession. I mean, not everybody can be a police officer.
Governor Gina Raimondo has ordered a working group to review several aspects of the criminal justice system, including race disparities. Vincent says he hopes that and conversations with law enforcement will produce more concrete change than he's seen so far. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.